thank you to everyone who's online, and a very, very loving and peaceful welcome to all of you. Because I think sometimes when we see our world, we wonder what will happen. But coming together like this, consciously creating elevated thoughts of peace and love and goodwill, definitely makes a huge difference. So I would like you just to completely relax, and I'm going to offer some thoughts. And if I can suggest to keep your full attention just for the next 12, 13 minutes, and we will go on a journey to spread peace and love to all corners of our world. Let me reflect. And visualize our beautiful world. What an extraordinary world. 7.8 billion human souls. 195 countries. 6,500 spoken languages. religions. But this is the outer world, the world which we can see and hear and touch and feel. But there's another world, the inner world. Each of the 7.8 billion human souls are creating around 70,000 thoughts a waking day. Each one is pumping those thoughts into the atmosphere. And it's like we live in a thought soup created by all of us. We are observing our world degenerating. We are observing our world unraveling and seemingly more and more chaotic every day. What is feeding this? It's our collective human mind. It's our collective thoughts that are creating the atmosphere and the events in the world. When the collective human mind is full of greed, we create a materialistic world. It's destroying our environment. When the collective human world is full of ego, then there is just self-interest and no compassion for others. When the collective human mind is full of anger, we live in a world of conflict. Why have we all come together? Why are we meditating together? Because we want to change the vibration in this world by changing the vibration in my mind. When many of us in all corners of the world emit an elevated vibration, a pure vibration, a benevolent vibration, the change begins. When the collective human mind becomes full of peace, when each one of us begins to know and experience who I am, that I am an eternal soul, and my original intrinsic nature is peace. When I think I'm a temporary body, my mind is peaceless, anxious, depressed. When we all contribute, I add my feelings of love to this world. When I, the soul, connect with the Supreme, with the Divine, this vibration will really influence our world. When the collective human mind begins to fill with peace, love, and respect for all, the vibrations in our world will begin to change. When we change, our world changes. When my vibration, my attitude, my behavior becomes full of peace and love, I am contributing to transforming our world, to creating a better world. How do I begin? First, by accepting myself. The first relationship in life is with me. If this relationship is unhealthy, it influences my thoughts, my feelings, my relationships, everything. The first step to contributing to a better world is to improve my relationship with myself. Visualize yourself as the tiny soul, the spark of life energy residing in the front of the brain, in the center of the forehead. The more I think and feel and live as a soul, I reemerge my self-respect, my self-acceptance. To the extent I have self-respect, I can respect everyone. To the extent I have self-respect, I will be loving and I will be loved. to the extent I have self-respect, I will be humble. To help transform our world, I begin by transforming me, accepting myself. As I begin to accept the self, I can accept outcomes. I make effort for things to happen. But if they don't happen, I don't lose my peace. I don't become frustrated or upset. I accept. I begin to accept others. Rather than seeing the body and feeling afraid of differences, I see them as a soul. Beyond the gender, the color, the nationality, the religion. I realize we all belong. We are one family, one human family, all the children of the divine. And as I begin to accept myself, accept others, I begin to accept that our world is going through massive transformation. The old is going and the new is coming. And as I create this loving relationship with myself, a loving relationship with the divine, I'm preparing myself.